Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Link Limited Q1 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand over the conference to Mr. Navin Agrawal, Head Institutional Equities at SKP Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm pleased to welcome you to Link Limited's Q1 FY26 result phone call. We have with us Mr. N.K. Dujari, Director of Finance and CFO, and Mr. Sanjeev Sancheti from Euroz Advisors LLP, the company's IR advisors. We'll have the opening remarks by the management, followed by a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Dujari.
Thank you, Navin Agrawal. Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us for Link Limited Q1 FY26 investor call. The first quarter of FY26 delivered a steady top-line performance, with revenue growing 5.3% year-on-year. This was driven by a strong showing across the Link brand portfolio, increased contribution from allied stationery products, and sustained momentum across general trade, corporate, and e-commerce channels. From a strategic perspective, we remain focused on future-proofing the business and unlocking multidimensional growth. Our diversification efforts continue to gain traction as we expand beyond pens into high-potential adjacent categories such as markers, highlighters, and pencils. These category extensions align with evolving customer preference and wider range of usage occasions will expand our total addressable market from 6,600 crore to about 38,000 crore. We are actively enhancing our innovation pipeline. Building on recent launches, we plan to roll out expanded variants of markers and highlighters and a comprehensive range of essential stationery products. Notably, our Swipe marker range and Pentonic mechanical pencil, both recent additions, have received strong initial consumer feedback. Their full-scale rollout is expected to contribute meaningfully in the near term. On the export front, we are witnessing early traction despite geopolitical uncertainties and shifting trade dynamics. Our emphasis on pricing agility, supply reliability, and innovation-led differentiation continues to support overseas growth and strengthen strategic partnerships. Our strategic initiatives are advancing steadily. Although certain timelines have been recalibrated, the joint venture and Japan-based Mitsubishi Pencil Company is now expected to begin operation by October 25, with a slight delay. Preparatory work remains on track. Our joint venture with Korean stationery manufacturer Morris is closely linked to our upcoming manufacturing facility in West Bengal, which is scheduled for commissioning in the fourth quarter of FY26. The partnership with our Turkish counterpart is advancing steadily as we align on key commercial and strategic operational milestones. Meanwhile, our Kenya subsidiary has experienced a slower-than-expected start, but we remain committed to its long-term potential and continue to invest in its growth. In Q1 FY26, our operating income stood at 136.98 lakhs, marking a 5.3% year-over-year growth. Operating EBITDA stood at 1,314 lakhs, with a margin of 9.6%. PAT for the quarter declined 16.4% year-on-year to 705 lakhs due to cost headwinds and shift in product mix, translating to a PAT margin of 5.1%. Our balance sheet remained robust, supported by net free cash and cash equivalent and strong capital efficiency ratios. During the quarter, we generated 2,211 lakhs into cash flow from operations and closed with a net free cash position of 2,121 lakhs, highlighting our continued focus on financial prudence and maintaining a future-ready balance sheet. Asset productivity remains healthy, with fixed asset turnover at 4.26x, indicating efficient utilization of our asset base. The cash conversion cycle also improved marginally to 59 days from 61 days in the previous quarter, reflecting better working capital management. With that, we now open the floor for Q&A.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Sukrit Patil from Eyesight Fintrade Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Morning, sir. My name is Sukrit Patil. I want to understand your view on how is Link planning to grow its business over the next 2 to 3 years by expanding into adjacent product categories or leveraging its distribution network for cross-category penetration, especially as writing instruments are facing saturation in urban markets. What is Link's plan of action in the next 2 to 3 years? Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Patil. We have shared in the past our strategy going forward will be to expand our allied stationery portfolio through innovation, innovative, you know, products and new set of designs. So we are on track vis-a-vis that. And writing instrument, we are trying for price premiumization of the product. The growth will in the writing instrument growth should come from the premiumization. As far as the overall company growth, export will be definitely a big growth driver for us going forward. And with that added will be the allied stationery, you know, range. And with the help of Pantonic, now our distribution channel is pretty strong and we are present across India. The new launches which we are planning with the help of a few of our JV like Morris and Univol will also add to our growth momentum.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rakesh from Nine Rivers Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, you are audible.
Hi, sir. Thank you very much for the opportunity. So first question with respect to the volumes, if you look at the volumes of the Link pen, if you look at the volume of Pentonic pens from the last 3 quarters, the volumes are coming down. One of the reasons you have highlighted in the past is because of the restructuring that we are doing with product portfolio. We are cutting down the old products or SKUs and cutting down the 5 rupees SKU. So when do you think this restructuring will end?
Thank you, Mr. Rakesh. This restructuring is, I will say, is almost done. And now we are banking on the new launches in the Pantonic portfolio, which is taking little extra time than what we initially thought. So the new launches was in the range of 20 to 40 rupees. And we are banking on those new launches, as well as the 10 rupees, the traditional pen is also doing well. Although the competitive intensity has increased in 10 rupee category, but I think we should be able to do away with the, you know, the higher price range of Pantonic. And we hope that next few quarters should give us good traction.
Okay. And sir, with respect to the one trend that I'm observing continuously is that share of traded goods is increasing. That is impacting our gross margin. But as we are going towards more and more premiumization, do you think the share of the traded will increase or it will come down in the coming? So if I look at traded goods shares, it's 41% in the Q1. So do you think it will come down?
No, this is the strategy we have adopted for last few quarters. We have, you know, as a part of our strategy, we are increasing the portfolio of allied stationery and mostly traded. So we have thought about it, and I think these are just transitional things. And the export growth in export, which we are banking heavily. Should we be able to make up that loss of margin because of trading range with the growth in export? Because export, we are having an extra edge in terms of margin.
Yes.
So margin should be better in export. So company level at the bundled margin, I think we will not sacrifice much because of the trading. going forward.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification. Sir, one last question from my side. With respect to the new product launch, can you talk about what was the total revenue in this one quarter, first quarter?
I'll come back on this. We don't have data right now with me, but I'll definitely come back on this, the exact portion of revenue from the new launches.
Sure. And continuing on that part, what so how are you planning to launch these new products? It will be pan-India or it will be with respect to the particular state? We'll start with one state, two state, and then we'll expand? Or it will be product will be launched across the India? What is our strategy on this, this part?
From the past experience, what we have learned that any launch all is actually the benefits get diluted. What we have as a strategy, we take a market, a particular market, a particular zone, and we do a proper thorough launch in that particular market or zone. Then only we do rollout, and which again is gradual. It is not nationwide rollout immediately because the capacity is also issue initially. Capacities are also issue. So it is a gradual thing. We do, territory by territory, we do the launches depending on the experience which gained from the previous launch of the previous, territory launch. So this helps us in doing the fine tuning to make it more successful.
Okay, Mr. Dosari, I'll come back at the queue. Thank you very much and all the best.
Thank you, Mr. Abhish.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Resham Mehta from Green Edge Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for the opportunity. So I have a few questions. I think in continuation with what the previous participant asked in terms of volume degrowth, can you just talk about what was this product restructuring that we had undertaken?
Basically, we have done away with products which are contributing not much to the margins. So we have discontinued quite a few products and make the portfolio more robust and future ready.
Okay, and would you say that the volume degrowth is kind of behind us now?
Volume degrowth, I think this year we may not have, this year should be a reversal year for the volume degrowth, what we feel, this FY26. And quarter two, we don't expect much because quarter two is the actually best quarter for writing instrument industry. So domestic business I'm talking.
Got it. And why would
based on prepare for July for the quarter two, the initial response is very good. The momentum is very good and we hope to maintain the momentum and we feel that we should be back on track.
And any guidance you all give on the revenue growth for the full financial year?
Wait for another quarter, then we will come out with our revised, proper planned thing.
Since, the stationary rollout is in progress, we would like to just wait another quarter and then come up with a firm guidance.
Right. And on this stationary rollout, so art materials, pencils, highlighters, I think we were to launch these products. So have they been launched or are you saying that these are the products that we are yet to launch?
Few of them has been launched. This quarter we are planning launch of crayons, erasers, and maybe one or two more categories.
And is this a pan-India launch across your channels or is it just in few select strong markets?
Zone-wise or region-wise initially, and then we will roll out pan-India.
Got it. And margins, they've declined, the gross margins have declined. So I think you all refer to, the profitability impact on operational factors and transitional costs. So what exactly, is being referred to?
There are two factors majorly which has, affected the margin this quarter. One is the rupee has weakened vis-a-vis Japanese yen. And Japanese yen is a very important currency nowadays for us because Univol, we are having almost 16% sales of the company comes from Univol. and we are buying almost on an average 5 to 7 crore worth of goods from Japan. And in this particular quarter, we had around 12 to 14% depreciation of rupee vis-a-vis JPY, Japanese yen. So that was one of the factors. Then we have taken a conscious call and we have spended, made some expenditure on modern trade channels. So we wanted to push ourselves very aggressively. So benefit of which is going to come in the future quarters.
Okay, and any currency hedging that we are looking for in the near future? Kind of
don't do hedging because as far as dollar exposure is concerned, it is auto-hedged because against our exports, we have got imports from Delhi and few raw materials also. So it is auto-hedged. As far as JPY is concerned, we had done the hedging in the past, but it's a two-way currency. It's a two-legged currency. So the hedging cost is very high. It is almost leaving it open also makes sense because the hedging cost is very high. It doesn't make sense because it is a two-legged currency and it is very volatile. So what we do, we try to time it to the extent possible. The payments, we time it when the rates are favorable. We like, but still this whole quarter, we had a very adverse situation.
So from a margin standpoint, do we expect that Q2 onwards, we'll be back to the double-digit margin, like at least 11-12% kind of an EBITDA margin?
I think with a time lag, we can take a price increase in Uniball. So because the rate increase in foreign currency does not, it is not possible to do it immediately, the price increase. So I think this quarter one thing can be considered as one of, we should be back to our normal margin levels gradually. And I think we will come out with some guidance also after quarter two, then we will be able to explain it better.
Right. And, because of the tariff situation and U.S. is roughly 10% of our exports, so how are we seeing the U.S. orders getting impacted? Are we seeing order cancellations, order postponements, or maybe rerouting via other countries? If you could just highlight the U.S. impact.
U.S., you are right that we have around 8 to 10% of export business coming from U.S., and right now we are witnessing the shipment of U.S. is on hold because of tariff situation. But we feel it will be a temporary issue, and if it is little long term, then we have to explore opportunities of doing exports from our other subsidiary in Kenya or maybe joint venture from Turkey. We have to explore those opportunities if the tariff from India is high.
Sorry, so U.S. is total 10% of your total revenues or 10% of your export revenues?
In export revenue and overall company, at the company level, it should be 1.5 to 2%, within 2%.
Right. Right.
But we are banking heavily on the U.S. business and it's a very high growth business for us.
So just to clarify here, if the tariffs are here to stay, then we are little fortunate to have subsidiaries outside India, and those can easily be explored.
Got it. And just a last one from my side. So, we have these joint ventures with Mitsubishi Pencil, Morris Korean, and the Turkish partner, right? So can you just elaborate what are the nature of these three joint ventures, which products exactly, and in what phase are they in terms of launching?
So I'll come to the Uniball JV first. Uniball JV is basically 49%, 51% JV, where 51% is held by Mitsubishi Pencil Company Japan and 49% is held by Link. And here we are going to make few products which otherwise was not available for the Indian market. So Uniball range is typically in 80 plus price bracket MRP. So this product, with this JV, we are targeting around 50 rupees market for India. So this JV will make, we will produce these pens in India in a factory in near Ahmedabad. And it is at a very advanced stage now. We are expecting sales to happen, trial run to happen from September. And here, 75% of the business is targeting, we are targeting for domestic market and 25% for exports by Universe.
So will this act like as a substitution, for the Japanese imports that we are doing, or we would still need to continue importing from Japan?
These are added new, these are new products at a new price bracket, which hitherto was not available under Universal umbrella, Universal brand in India. So these are not substitution, this will be additional product in the Universal range.
And just to clarify, basically the production will begin from September 2025, right?
Yeah, September, and we are expecting full rollout from gradual rollout from October.
Got it. And for the other two JVs, Korean and the Turkish
other
one,
JV Morris is a very nascent, it's a very small business right now, and here we can expand the moment we have our Calcutta facility is ready, the infrastructure is ready. So it will happen from fourth quarter. But now from the very small facility which we have, we are targeting to launch a few of their products from August end or September. These are basically retractable markers and basically retractable permanent marker, whiteboard markers. It's something which is hitherto not available in India. These designs, these features are not available in the Indian market right now. And the other JV is the Turkey JV. Here we are targeting the Turkey market and the commercial production has started. So the Turkey is a big used to be big market for us. Because of tariff barrier, we could not do much business there. So now we are targeting to do good business from this JV going forward. And we can use this for future if there is any issue in US or anywhere else.
So sorry, the facility is here in India with the Turkish JV?
This is in Turkey. There is a partner, a Turkey partner, which is holding 50% and Link is holding 50%.
And the commercial production has already begun, you are saying, right?
Yeah.
And would this be a domestic opportunity?
Order book in this JV is very strong. They have booked a very decent order. So we expect the scale may not be to the extent of what we are doing in Link, but these are very small businesses and hope to scale up pretty fast and in a decent size.
And which are the products here? And would this be targeting the export market or the Indian domestic market?
The target market is Turkey only, and the product are Pentonic range. And few Link product also, but mostly Pentonic range. And I think the other one is our subsidiary in Kenya, which was spoken in the past. It is a 60% subsidiary, and we are targeting Kenya and adjacent countries in and around Kenya from that JV, from that subsidiary. It's a 60-40 subsidiary. 60% is held by Link, and 40% is by a Kenyan partner.
All right. Thank you. That's it from me.
Thank you.
A reminder to participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone phone. The next question is from the line of Himanshu Upadhyay from Bugle Rock PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good morning, Tujari ji. My first question was on the Link side, Pentonic side, okay? The volume degrowth seems quite significant, around 6%, okay, YOY. And can you tell, and our realizations have slightly improved. So, yeah, is it majorly because of competition on the lower price point, or the 10 rupee price point, and hence the volume degrowth has been there? And secondly, have we changed any terms of trade with our distributors? Or it is the mix which has changed, and hence the realizations have improved by 70 basis points in the quarter.
Thank you, Mr. Himanshu. Pentonic degrowth, you are right. We have challenges at the 10 rupee price point of Pentonic, which is the main product. but the price increase has happened because we have launched a couple of new Pentonic pens in the range of 20, 30 and 40 rupees. And these are giving, these have started giving some traction, good traction, and we hope to do well in these categories in the near future. So the realization has improved because of that. And Pentonic, the 10 rupee is the competitive intensity has increased, and but we have kept our positioning as strong as possible. But we are having some degrowth in that for the time being. We have done some innovation there in Pentonic 10. We have actually launched a recyclable Pentonic in that range, 10 rupee. It is made of 75% recycled material, and the cost is around 5% higher. So, and that we had a very good volume of sale of from that particular pen in the last quarter. So we are trying to create some awareness and some innovation or some interest for the consumer in the 10 rupee category, and trying to gain up the loss of volume there. But that is a category which is facing competitive intensity, and we are holding our guns, and we hope to do better in future.
Okay. And the 20 and 30 and 40, see, these products have been, we have discussed for last 2 to 3 years. Should we assume that at almost all the places where Pentonic 10 and 20 rupees is available, the 20 and 30, 40 rupee products are available currently, or what percentage of stores would have
I think most of the stores should have the at least 70-80% of the range, but we are trying to make it as close to 100% as possible. And out of that, 40 rupees is a range which is actually little premium range. So, and we have, in few months we were facing some capacity issue also in that range. So we are trying our best to make all range available across all zones.
Okay. And on the link side, the intensity competition remains, the product price, and hence the 5% type of degrowth. Would that be
the it remains, and we have got like it happened in the past also, we have new entrant coming in the market, and they create some disturbance for a few months, and then it is back to normal for us. So we don't react on quarter-on-quarter basis. We take a long-term strategy, and we don't react to their actions on one-to-one basis. So these are challenges for our industry, which we are facing for decades. So we have new entrants, and they keep on disturbing the business for a few months.
And one more thing, on the Delhi brands, what is the outlook from here? And what would be the top three product categories where we are focusing most of our energy on? Or the market has really captured, or the with that product we have been able to capture some imagination. So what would be the top three products we are focusing on? Delhi
brand has not performed as per our expectation. We were very aggressive, and we were very positive on the growth front of our Delhi brand. So, but it is something which we are banking on. And top product category for them will be for the Delhi will be calculators, scissors, and desktop accessories, I think. But they are beyond these three or maybe four category, their range is across all the stationary requirements. Their presence is, instead of volume, it's a, basically the portfolio is very large. So that's that is also one of the reasons that it is not possible to target the category that aggressively because the range is quite large.
No, but let's say these three particular products where some amount of traction is there, the market size for these three categories itself is can be pretty high.
Yeah, it is high, but the
ambition of these. Should I continue?
Yeah, please. Yeah, sorry.
So should we expect these three categories to reach around a 50-75 crore in next 3 to 4 years? Or you think we still want to focus on multiple categories at the moment?
What happened in between, we have changed our strategy for Delhi. Like for calculators, we found that the calculators are a very good business for the brand. So learning from the experience, what we did, the competition was pretty high in that particular range. So we have launched calculators in Link brand at lower range. So basically, Delhi is not only the growth business for us, it is a learning experience for us. Like calculator category was something which we were not aware, and like it was a big learning for us, and it helped us to launch a Link calculator, gaining on the experience of sales experience of the Delhi calculator. So it may not be a 75 crore brand maybe in 3 years, but definitely it can help us to create new categories in Link brand and generate the business to that extent. Delhi brand may not be able to generate 75 crore, I'm not sure, because right now the figure is, I think, very less, and the base is too small to take it to 75 crore, which our initial target was that only. But what we did that the overall business for Link will come from those categories, may not be in Delhi brand, but from our own brand in that product category.
And are we getting them manufactured from Delhi, or we are getting, calculators manufactured?
From Delhi, we are trying to locate partners in India, and if not India, maybe in few cases abroad also. But not Delhi, because Delhi cost is high.
Okay. And the growth, what we saw in Link YOY, do you expect that growth to continue? Means around 9%, 10%. Writing instruments.
I think whatever we have seen in quarter one, quarter two, the initial momentum what we have seen is much better. Going forward, we should be doing much better than quarter one for the rest of the quarters for FY26.
Okay. Thank you from my side.
Thank you. Thank you, Manshu.
Thank you. A reminder to participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone phone. Thank you very much. That was the last question in the queue. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand over the conference over to Mr. Tujari for closing comments. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you everyone for joining the call. We'll get back to on few points which we could not have the data right now. Thank you everyone for joining the call. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot. Thanks everybody, and have a great week.
Thank you. On behalf of SKP Securities Limited, concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.